Welcome back here to Let's Get Local. So continue on, our last guest is Debbie Buell, down in Belleville with Lingonberry Llama. Debbie, thanks for taking time for us. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Glad to tell people about your business in Belleville. We want more people to know about it. So tell people a little bit about Lingonberry Llama.
We are just a small coffee shop in Belleville. This year will be our fourth year. I've owned it for 3 years. I took it over January of 2020, and then a couple months later, COVID hit, but we're still here. We're still surviving.
You and I had talked a little bit, because I stopped in and got to meet you and talk with you a little bit about the shop, and you had worked there before, right? You had worked there for a while, yep. And then decided to take over as owner. Tell us about that story and how that happened.
So I was looking for a little part-time job on the weekends, and I ran across a Facebook ad that said the new coffee shop was looking for baristas. And I thought, I like coffee a lot. That would be really fun to do. So I went and I applied, and I started out just as a barista. And then as time went on, I was talking to the previous owner, John, about events that he could hold at his coffee shop. And so then he promoted me to events director. So I was a barista, events director, and then I became their bartender. And then in time, I could kind of tell that the business was getting to be too much for the previous owner. And there was a light conversation one time about him selling. I said, well, hey, if you're ever going to sell, you better sell to me. And that's how we got the whole ball rolling. And it took probably less than 2 months to get everything in order and for me to be able to take over the business.
You kind of learned the business from the ground up, which is fantastic. And then now you're able to kind of work into that ownership role. Tell us about some of the reasons why you wanted to take that step. Was it the community? Was it the products? What was it that really made you want to take that step?
I have a pretty creative soul. So I love to be creating all the time. And so I get that fulfillment with being the barista and the baker and everything that way. Plus, I love to share. And so like when I bake and, you know, people come back and they're like, oh my gosh, it's the best scone I've ever had or the best sandwich that I've ever had. That is just like, that just like sets my soul on fire. To me, there's nothing better than, you know, somebody having a difficult time in their life, or they're just, you know, a little down on their luck, and you can make them something, and you can just give them a little, you know, spark of happiness for that moment that they're enjoying that. And I really like to do that for people. Our community is fabulous. I have had so much support over the last 3 years that sometimes I just sit back and I'm just amazed at how many people have reached out and supported me in so many ways. So it was a combination of everything. It was the creative process. It was the community. It was being independent and being able to have a business and watch it grow and flourish into something bigger than what it was.
And I'll tell you, with your baked goods and your lunch items and breakfast, you are bringing some joy to people's lives. I can tell you that. It's excellent, excellent food there, excellent coffee there, like you said. We're talking with Debbie Buell of Lingonberry Llama. The website is thellamacoffee.com. So thellamacoffee.com. It's right on Main Street in downtown Belleville. A beautiful shop, a wonderful location. And Belleville, you know, is such a cute little community that I think more and more people are starting to notice and visit. So I think having your presence there really helps with that.
I agree. We now have a couple different bike groups that ride down from Fitchburg to just come to the Llama and, you know, enjoy the view out back. back. There's a tunnel not very far. It's probably like 3-4 miles from the coffee shop, and they'll ride out to the tunnel and then ride back to Fitchburg or come back and have lunch. So yeah, there, Belleville is a nice little community. It's growing. There's going to be a lot of changes, I would say, in the next 5 years or so.
Yeah, it's great to visit all the communities around, learn more about our whole area. Dane County has so much to offer, and the surrounding counties as well, all part of the Dane by Local membership footprint. And we're really glad that, Debbie, you are a member with Lingonberry Llama. Again, the website is thellamacoffee.com. Debbie is also going to be at Coffee Fest next week. So, Debbie, tell us a little bit about what we can expect from you at Coffee Fest.
I will be bringing our signature blueberry scones for everybody to be able to try. So if you get a chance, I would say come out there. Rusty Dog, the coffee that we serve, I believe is going to be there as well. I'm excited to do Coffee Fest, to meet new people, to, you know, share my product with them, share my story, answer any questions anybody would have. And, you know, invite them to come to the Llama. It truly is a destination place that you want to come visit. We have a lot of different fun homemade pastries. I do these, we call them L'Amazing glitter donuts, and they actually have glitter on them. And it is the cutest thing to see people come in. Doesn't matter the age. And they get excited and they get these glitter donuts, and they have little unicorn horns on them. So, you know, we have those kind of things. I do a lot of really fun and different kind of donuts. One donut that we're starting to offer now is a matcha frosted donut. And it is actually really, really good. So we do that. For Easter, we're going to have a Peeps donut. And it's a homemade white frosting with coconut, Peeps, chocolate eggs, and then a sour gummy worm. So it's a lot of fun. We have different signature drinks. We're doing a frozen lemonade with strawberries in it. We have a huge selection of syrups. I buy a premium syrup. It's called 1883, and it's not overly sweet, and it pairs really well with the Rusty Dog espresso. We have some really fun different teas that you can do. You can do those are hot or iced. So yeah, come on down and visit us.
It's a great, great local cafe in downtown Belleville. Again, the website is thellamacoffee.com. It's Lingonberry Llama with Debbie Buell. Debbie, before I let you go, though, I did want you to touch on this a little bit, because you talked about some of the ideas you had for bringing in programming, showcasing other people, and you have really done that with this cafe, too, since you've taken over ownership. Tell us about some of the offerings you do and the way you bring the community together in the space.
So one thing that we do, we try to do monthly, is offer the local artists in our community a chance to showcase their artwork. And what we do for them is we allow them to hang up their artwork at the Llama and sell it. I don't take any commission or anything like that, because sometimes as an artist, it's a little scary to get your work out there. And I just want this to be a safe place for them. So what we do is we allow them, you know, to hang their artwork and sell it. And then we have a reception for them the first Friday night of the month, where they're allowed to invite whoever they want to come to this reception, and people can come in and look at their artwork and purchase their artwork. We try to make sure that we highlight them on all of our social media accounts. It's just a wonderful way for people to experience the local artist of Belleville, because we truly do have a very artistic community.
I love it, Debbie. I love everything you're doing there at the Lingonberry Llama, again, in Belleville. The website, thellamacoffee.com. And don't forget, they offer lunch as well. So some really great items that you can check out there at Lingonberry Llama. It's definitely worth stopping down. And once you go, you'll want to come back. Debbie, thanks so much for your time, and thanks for your great work. And we'll see you at Coffee Fest next week.
Thank you.
What a great local business right in downtown Belleville, as we talked about. Show's almost over. We're wrapping up, so we have to thank our guests again this week. And also our sponsor, Supec and Evolution Financial. Check her out. It's evolutionfinplan.com. From the Solidarity Realty Studios here on University Ave and Devil Radio, that's it for this episode or edition of Let's Get Local. We'll catch you next Saturday. Have a good one.